This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Shout out to Logan Stankoven and the Dallas Stars, victorious again yesterday over Minnesota 4-2. The Stars are 5-0 in the preseason with their final preseason game set for Thursday against St. Louis.
They're the 89 Dallas Cowboys.
And now it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Hey, thank you very much, Kevin. By the way, Buster Posey has been promoted, Kevin, to president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. If we ever talk to Bochy again, we could ask him about that.
Yes.
Because he knows Buster Posey pretty well.
That is a good idea.
He brings him up a lot, doesn't he? Like,
he does.
He loves how he played the game.
If you think about it, he came up in 2010, and he's not the only reason, I shouldn't say. But you kind of look at it and go, was he the main reason? Now, they had great pitching. Lincecum, Bumgardner was a rookie in 2010. But, boy, you got Posey behind the dish as, I think, like a top five pick in the draft. And then it just, everything changed. They went in 10, 12. The only reason, like, I'm not saying the only reason, but one of their rough years, like, oh, he never makes the playoffs after the World Series. Well, somebody took out Buster Posey and they had to change the whole rule. So they lost their best player. And I think they still won 84, 86 games. But yeah, if I was a manager and I was struggling to ever make the playoffs, and then I get this rookie behind the dish who's hitting in the middle of the lineup, and then I win 3 World Series in 5 years, I'd like him too.
I would think so. In just a few minutes, we'll get to this, but what's the one thing that you'll never let go? 877-881-1053. Text those in right now, and we'll get to why in just a moment. But Bill Belichick's been fantastic on Inside the NFL. If you haven't got a chance to, like, see him and what he's doing, the way he breaks down things and goes through explanations. He has a really funny bit that he did on the Shanahan family where he goes through, like, one picture of Mike Shanahan and Kubiak's behind him, and he's explaining all these things, and he's hitting Ocho Cinco with questions. He's asking these guys, and he's treating it like he's the coach in the film study, and the guys are answering like they're in it. It's a lot of fun, but I think, you know, we all really admire Bill Belichick's coaching lineage, what he's done. He did a really good job. Everybody always felt like he just knows things that nobody else knows. This is Devin McCourty on This Is Football, talking about Bill Belichick predicting the win pattern in a game.
There's so many, but I think this is one of the most unique stories. It's my rookie year. We're playing the Jets on a Monday night, so we're doing a nighttime walkthrough Sunday night before the game. And he grabs all the corners and he grabs me and he says, hey, when we're running down this sideline, the way the win pattern is in our stadium going towards the open end, the wind whirls like this. So the ball's going to look like it's going further than what it is, but it's going to hit that wind and it's just going to drop. So when you're running on this side, make sure you turn around and get your head back. And I remember sitting there like, really do the wind pattern. And sure enough, I get a go ball on that side against Braylon Edwards. I turn and then I look back at him. And then I remember, like what Bill said, I turn my head back, ball drops right in my lap, get an interception. From that point on, there was nothing a guy could tell me that I would be like, nope, I believe in everything. I was drinking the Kool-Aid heavy after that.
I think we just found something. You know how Belichick famously kind of hates meteorologists?
Right, that's good. Yeah, that's good right there. So that's that. And what did we know about our old stadium here? If you hit in the jet stream, it's probably going to launch out of here, right? In the old baseball stadium here. Find that wind jet stream and you got something. Kevin, you look perplexed.
No, just don't ask.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. Mike, did you ever have one of those like coaching moments where you're like, he told me something that I didn't know and it worked out perfectly for me? It's one of those things where it worked out exactly the way he said it was going to. And then you just had 1,000% trust in them from there on. Because sometimes I try to do that with the kids and I'm hopeful that they'll just pick up on those little things that I'm explaining to them and it'll all work out for them. Mike's saying no right now.
I'm sure there are. It's a great question. I just wasn't prepared for that question.
Okay.
And so right. Off the top of my head.
Charlie Huff's pitching.
Charlie Huff would give great. He would give great rapport. Like, he would set you up for success. He was great at doing that. But to be like specific, if you do this against Vladimir Guerrero, or if you do this against Barry Bonds, or if you, I'm trying to think of one that's very specific that I wouldn't have believed in. Like, I don't, because what McCourty's saying is, I don't think you're right about this. And then he ends up being right.
It's so an you interception
don't believe
for it, yeah.
in what he's saying. And then it ends up being, you know, the opposite. And you're like, I'm trusting you because of that. But you start, I mean, there are coaches that you start gaining trust in because their game plans executed give you success. And you're like, oh, he can lead me to a successful game. And there's the opposite too. You follow the game plan. The coach will never say it because they don't want to take that much heat. A lot of the bad coaches, I think good coaches do, but you're like, I did what you told me, and they hit a double, and then they did, and they're like, you know, whatever.
No, you didn't like, execute it.
Yeah, you're like,
whatever.
You were the one that told me to throw inside fastballs at Kevin Minch, and I knew it was the wrong decision, and then he hit a home run over the wall, and then you looked at me like, what were you doing? I was like, I did exactly what you told me to do.
That 107 on the real life alert. Yeah.
Nice. The other piece of audio that we talked about, Baker Mayfield taking shots at Tom Brady last week. Well, here's Baker saying what he had to say, and Tom Brady just will not let it go. He has to respond.
The building was a little bit different with Tom in there. Obviously, playing wise, Tom was different. He had everybody dialed in, high strung environment. So I think everybody was pretty stressed out. So
I thought stressful was not having Super Bowl rings. So there was a mindset of a champion that I took to work every day. This wasn't daycare. If I wanted to have fun, I was going to go to Disneyland with my kids.
Yeah, so as you were saying, go ahead. That's you feel like, I feel like there's more in there to say.
There's a way to approach this game,
yeah,
and it's that with the right mindset and try to push each other outside of our comfort zone, and great teammates do that. You come in, I have someone like Gronkowski, I have someone like Evans. There's high expectations for us. We got to make sure we go out there and deliver.
The first three lines, though, I thought not having championships was stressful. It's not daycare. If I'm going to go have fun, I'll take my kids to Disneyland.
And I was near Disneyland. It looked fun.
What a noteworthy broadcast, because isn't this the same broadcast where Tom Brady casually was like, oh, yeah, I almost want to go play for the Bears instead of the Bucks?
And you're
like,
threw that
wait, hold on,
too.
What?
Yeah.
But and then has Baker come out now and been like, oh, that's
yes.
not what I meant?
Yeah,
or
Baker Mayfield then yesterday afterwards said that was a lot of it was taken out of context. Yeah, he said, I think a lot of it was taken out of context. None of it was personal by any means. It's just what he demanded of the guys, and that's the word Tom Brady. And that's what he did to bring a championship here. It's nothing personal. And we talked before the game. He's obviously happy for me, and he knows all the guys and everything like that. He knows how much I love throwing those guys. But it's been fun to be able to talk to him. But it was a lot of it was taken out of context. He did it his way, and that's why he has 7 rings. Not much else needs to be said.
Is taking it out of context the other version of I was hacked? Because, like, I get it.
Yes.
People do get taken out of context.
Look, you don't understand. We heard the question. We heard your answer.
What'd you say?
All those Diddy people.
Oh. But I feel like we heard a lot of that audio, and he, like, kind of went on and on.
Yeah. We heard the question. We heard how he answered, and then Tom Brady was like, well, I need to have a retort. And that being said, Tom Brady is now done with playing in the NFL, allegedly. Mm-hmm. All right. Will he ever let it go? Because Baker said what Baker said, and Tom Brady had, like, on his broadcast, is like, guys, I want 2 minutes to say what I have to say about this. Or do you think that little baby KK and all of them were sitting there, Kevin Burkhart, were sitting there going, hey, do you want to say something to this guy? And he's like, nah. And they were like, you should, though. And he's
no.
Like, okay, guys.
I believe
this wasn't daycare.
Much more likely to be the first option where he goes, hey, this is what I was thinking. And Tom Brady's like, that's great. I just need you to know that at some point I'm going to address Baker Mayfield. And he's like, oh, okay. Great.
I think they were pumped about it.
Oh, I'm sure they were pumped.
You're talking about it. Everybody's talking about it.
Yes.
I mean, they probably, when Tom Brady was like, oh, I got something to say about that, they're like, yes, you do.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, I'm very curious from the Tolos also, is that a sick burn by Tom Brady? Or are you just like, whatever, Tom, shut up, man. We got tired of you then, and we're tired of you now.
No, I mean, look, I am known as a Tom Brady detractor. I thought that
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Was a sick burn. Like, I thought Baker Mayfield, if you have to backpedal the next morning or that evening and be like, no, I meant We're different.
Let's take
you
it
know?
Out of context.
He's the best.
Yeah. I don't have any championships. He's good. Look at him.
I don't want to say I love Tom Brady, but guys like Tom Brady and Michael Jordan. Now, that's very different because Michael Jordan came out of North Carolina as like he could be super special. Tom Brady is like, he might be a backup for 8 years or whatever. Yeah. But they have these attitudes that I don't think they can turn it off at all. I think to the day they die, they can't turn this off. And that's why they have so many titles. And Dirk's my favorite athlete of all time, and that will never change. Luka can't change that. You know, I guess my sons can, but we'll see, you know. But when I look at Dirk, even Dirk somewhat turned it off in 2012.
Yep.
Like, he couldn't keep that. Now, he had a little bit of injury and stuff, and he's one of the greatest basketball players of all time. But to have this type of, in a way, it's different, but Patrick Mahomes, you can see after he won the championship last year, back to back, he's like, third title, what, we're going for three. And you're like, a lot of guys will say, hey, I just want to enjoy this right now. I'm not even thinking about next year, this and that. Not Patrick Mahomes, not Tom Brady, not Michael Jordan. These dudes, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, it's weird how they will never be satisfied in their life.
Yeah, and whatever it is, they'll be competitive about it.
Yeah.
Playing quarters on, you know, with the security guards, whatever it is, they're competitive about it.
All right.
So, they always feel like you're trying to get one up on them, even if you're not.
I'm going to answer your question, but also I would love a future edition of Mike Likes It where you break down what your sons would have to accomplish to surpass Dirk as your favorite athlete.
Oh, man.
I love them more than Dirk. That favorite athlete?
Yeah, so I just want to know,
writing down things.
What would they have to accomplish?
Yeah.
Now, to your point, look, we've talked about this or make vague allusions to it. I am never going to get over Barry Horn saying that we should not have got a promotion here at The Fan when he used to have his hot air column and he wrote, one can't help but wonder if The Fan would have been better suited taking someone with like more experience or brand recognition in the market. And I was like, yeah, all right. I still have a print copy of that somewhere, and that is very motivating to me.
Yeah, we highlighted it and put it on
Barry.
The wall.
Let me see what he's doing.
Yeah. I will.
You should.
I still won't ever get over Dez caught it. That is something, and I'm seeing a lot of texts of people saying, because, again, Kevin, we had already beaten Seattle in Seattle that year. We would have ended up playing Seattle in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Cowboys were one of those groups that just kept coming back and kept having life. And I just wanted the real chance to see if Aaron Rodgers would have done it then, or if it would have been one of those real moments where the Cowboys got over the top on it.
I just feel like I'm the wet blanket here. Aaron Rodgers was going to go down
fine,
the
Mike.
Field
it's
and
fine.
Score.
But we would never got the chance to see that either. So
never know.
A rule that they had to end up saying, they came out later and said, we were wrong about that.
The Cowboys didn't even have to stop the Packers from scoring. They just needed a three and out or another three and out and kept giving up first downs, and the Cowboys never even got the ball back. So I don't think they would have stopped them from going down and kicking a field goal.
And then I'll never get over, you shouldn't blame Nelly Cruz. Those are two things, and now everybody's forgiven Nelly Cruz, but yeah. I'll never get over that.
You know what? That's
I guess I'll never get over, 92 free trips to the charity stripe for Dwayne Wade.
All right.
I'll never get over that.
I'm also going to throw Jim Rome in there. I think Jim Rome to this day is a douchebag because he made fun of the kids at A&M who died.
Oh, yeah.
When the bonfire collapsed. He's like, oh, no, a bunch of drunken hillbillies died. Like, and he kept his job. He is still employed to this day.
It was a different time.
I think that's odd.
It was a different time.
Okay,
back then.
Fair enough. But I'm not going to let it go.
I still despise him
because of that.
I completely agree with you. I'm just on the sensitivity for his job. Now, that would have been completely different.
Yeah,
back
yeah.
then, it was kind of like a different world for whatever reason.
That is a fair point.
From the 682, I'll never let go how David Stern stole a title from the Mavs.
One time, Ariana Grande said she hated America because of donuts or something. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The donut was too big.
She licked
like,
the donut, too.
This is why I hate America. And I was like, man, what a like really minor thing to go after a country for.
But croissants are from where? French?
France. Cronut talk.
Yeah. maybe you give her a big cronut, and does she hate the French or does she love the French?
Yeah, it's a good question after you taste that. From the 214, I'll never let get over the Cowboys letting Emmett and DeMarcus Ware put on different jerseys.
Ooh, that's a good
one. The 469, I can never get over once a year birthday better segment during Pizza-thon. Also, there is never no pizza, but we still love it.
I really hope that was voice to text.
We appreciate y'all here on the KNC Masterpiece.
There was somebody also who texted in that Michael Jordan sucked at everything he did except for basketball and being a businessman. I was like, that's a lot of stuff. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I mean, he is right. He is a horrible when it comes to like picking talented basketball players.
But he's a billionaire for business acumen and being the best basketball player of all time. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the trade that rocked the NBA and might have shifted the West. Plus, Mavs Media Day is happening. Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
Towns, pump fake, fires. Oh!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where we're probably going to talk basketball. I cannot rule ocean and sea talk out.
Dude, Luka looks so good right now.
Ooh, does
he? I'm so attracted to Luka at the moment.
Spandex?
I mean, just he looks like he's in the best shape of his life.
But do you really mean that?
He didn't say it. Okay. I'm looking at it saying it.
So you're saying it.
I am looking at it saying it.
There is a rumor that the Mavs this year for home games are going to play shirts versus skins, and we're going to be the skins.
Hot 5-on-5 action.
Did you guys plan that? There's no rumor that says anything like that.
Yeah. To show off the body.
Oh, my God. All right.
What if that was the case in basketball?
Why would that be the case?
Well, it would make it easier. Sometimes teams wear the same color jerseys, and it's very confusing. But if you just had shirts versus skins, and you didn't wear skin-colored shirts, you're in good shape. They do make those.
Corey, your thoughts?
No matter what, I want to be shirts. I want to destroy the skins.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was always the worst.
All right.
You're on the skins team. You're like, oh, great.
What? Is that true?
Yeah, I didn't care for being
skins. Was it just assumed that the skins team was the inferior team?
No, you had to show your body off.
Oh, that I agree with.
I didn't have a body to show off.
Agreed. Now, the Knicks acquired Karl Anthony Towns from Minnesota for Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, and a first-round pick. What I thought was fascinating about this deal, and we can go wherever you want with this, is the win projections in the NBA from ESPN because of this trade. This was pretty shocking to me. So they've got the Thunder at the top in the West, 54. Memphis, 51. Dallas, 50. So then you would assume maybe Minnesota. Then it goes Sacramento, Denver, Phoenix, Golden State. And then at 8, they have the Minnesota Timberwolves fall all the way down to 8th because of this trade.
Whoa, where are they at for their number?
42.7. So they got them going 43-39.
I feel like that's an easy over. Unless Anthony Edwards gets hurt, I think they're going to be around 50 wins. Whether it's 47 or 53, I think they're going to be around 50. This is crazy to me because I was talking to Eric Nadel and he went over the Mavs. He asked me on 49.5.
Yep.
And I said, man, I think the Mavs are going to get 52 to 57 wins. I said, I know, obviously there can be major injuries that change them. I think as long as they're somewhat healthy, I think the Mavs are going to win. They won 50 last year, and they didn't even try the last two games.
And if you look at the post-All-Star break pace, they would have won 55 games over the season. ESPN does make a note that they probably have higher expectations, but the bets at 49.5. The formula says 49.7, so they feel comfortable with that.
Okay. Well, I'm shocked by Minnesota. I would tell somebody I'm not doing it, but I would tell somebody, dude, Minnesota's going to win more than 42.5. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that does not drop you out of that. Does not drop Minnesota out of the mix for you in the West.
This trade?
Yeah.
Because I think I don't know, Corey. I know you're a big Anthony Edwards guy. I just think he's going to be an MVP candidate. I I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be a major candidate. I think Luka can be. I hate that he's the favorite again, because I think then you have to exceed expectations. But I think pretty much your MVP candidates, for me, are all in the Western Conference. Jokic is still a candidate after winning. So I just think that they have a top five player on their team. They have nice role players around them. Julius Randle is not a bad player. He's not as good as Karl Anthony Towns. I don't think they're that close, but I think he has a good team around him to win 50 games.
Karl Anthony Towns is soft, though. And I think that was kind of that was a disconnect between, in my mind, between him and Anthony Edwards. Not that Anthony Edwards was out there calling it out, but multiple times he did call Karl Anthony Towns out and tell him, look, we need you this.
Yeah.
And then in those moments, again, throughout, he didn't show up. And so I think Anthony Edwards might have been like, look, let's move on. Randle is, I think, a tougher player.
I agree with that.
Injured just as frequently, I feel like, as Kat. But he's a tougher player that I think will be better. It will help a little more in the playoffs if he's healthy.
I don't know if this will be fascinating to you or not, but the breakdown for wins in the East, Boston won, then Cleveland, Milwaukee, Indiana, and they have the Knicks at 5. And this was post-trade. So they're like, I think it's really going to hurt the Timberwolves and not help the Knicks as much.
What's the Knicks over under?
45.4. So they have the Knicks going 45-37. Man, that would be a colossal disappointment, it feels like, for the Knicks this season.
Well, I think the Knicks are going to have a 50-55 win year.
Who was it? Garnett?
I'm way over-optimistic on these things.
I think Garnett said the other day he doesn't think that the Knicks will ever win a championship in his lifetime. Do you think we'll ever see that happen?
Like, they're the Cowboys?
We've saw it in our lifetime.
I did. That's true. Oh, man, I don't know.
Here's the deal with in now times. I don't know 20 years from now what's going to happen, but Jalen Brunson, we love him here. He's not a top 10 player in the league. He just isn't. I get that he made second team all NBA, and he's a great player in the league, has way exceeded expectations. Karl Anthony Towns is not a top 10 player in this league. He borders on it at times. Like, can I push him into the top 10? Well, yeah, maybe, but I just mentioned Luka, Shai, Anthony Edwards, Jokic, Embiid when healthy. You go to Jason Tatum, you go to Giannis, you know, you start getting down, you're like, oh crap, that's Steph Curry still, you know, is Karl Anthony Towns better than LeBron James right now? Is he better than Devin Booker? Is he better than Kevin Durant? It starts getting tough to put him in the top 10. And if you don't have a top 10 player in the league, you can't win.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you might not like Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum's a top 10 player in the league.
I agree.
I look at that team and go, I think they're going to be good. And I think they can win a round, maybe even two in the playoffs. But I just, unless you have the guy, and I don't think Brunson or Kat is the guy, I don't see them winning the championship with this team, but they could maybe turn one of those guys, and it won't be Brunson. They could then make a retrade somewhere a year or two down the road and then finally get a top 5 or 10 player.
I really like this, Corey, from the 817. I truly think this trade made both teams worse.
It's possible. Definitely is possible.
All right. Now, Mike Curtis for the Dallas Morning News put out his kind of, you know, 5 Mavs storylines to watch. They've got Media Day today. They're immediately after Media Day, so still today, going to go out to Las Vegas for training camp. Is it safe to assume...
Oh, no, they're moving to Vegas?
No.
Again,
No, just for training camp.
One step at a time.
The weather's not as nice. It's great weather outside.
Yeah, why can't they have training camp here?
Yeah, they have...
Play inside.
They have the gyms.
Yeah.
Right? They got the warehouse gyms.
Yeah.
Are you saying 3 people named Jim? Is that what you're saying? The gyms?
No, a G.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Yeah, the gyms. The magic gyms.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's in Orlando. We have the Maverick gyms.
I don't get it, though, Kevin. Why take basketball to another city?
Yeah, why are they going to Las Vegas?
Baseball and football make sense. You got to go outside. I get that. But basketball, it's like, you have a court right here.
Look, we'll...
Multiple courts.
Yes, fair. And an arena and everything. We'll look into
it. How many courts are in Vegas?
Is it... probably a lot, Mike. If that is your question, I'm sure there's a lot.
Because of the illegal gambling.
I knew you were going to say that. So I was going to say, both on the court like basketball wise and judicial wise.
I now even knows what I'm setting him up for.
For a guy,
we're like Stockton and Malone. I'll be Stockton.
I do not want to be Malone. Is the number safe to assume? Look it up, kids. Safe to assume that everyone's, I guess, number one question is, how is Klay Thompson going to fit?
Yes.
Now, you might not necessarily figure all that out in training camp, but that's still at the top of your list.
Luka
right?
said it yes. today. He said you can't cheat off of him. He said with okay. what we have offensively, you're not going to be able to cheat off of him. So it's gonna make things easier for Luka and Kai and make things more difficult on defenses.
Because the main question for Klay is he can be, I know I'm doing this YouTube-wise, he can be either here, like, oh my gosh, yeah. he's not an all-star, but he's close to still, or oh my gosh, his career's over.
But the other thing,
like, that's
too,
where he's okay. the biggest question, because I think the biggest floor ceiling mm-hmm. is with him, because I love some other questions.
Yeah, defensively, I have the big question of floor ceiling. Offensively, I still think it's not just him buried in a corner, because he can also shoot the three from the top of the break. Like that,
everywhere.
That's where yeah. that's where we've struggled, is if you didn't have the corner three wide open, or a guy that could make it and it wasn't going in, but Klay has all these different areas that he can shoot from.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for offensively, obviously, like you just pointed out with the here and here. Defensively, I think Dawson said it many times, those three can't be on the court defensively together in the last 5 minutes. But if you need an offensive run, you're going to have it. But the Mavs made sure they had some other defensive players capable of being out there, and Najee Marshall and some others as well.
I think, I don't know if Kyrie is speaking right now, if he just got done talking, but I was curious to know the status of having surgery to repair his broken hand.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, yeah, how close is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
There was the report that maybe he could miss a few games to start the yeah. year. That's important. I mean, you know, as we get more into Mavs talk, we're only 25 days away from opening night.
Markieff Morris said that he tried to get Marcus on the team this year.
We don't have any room.
Okay.
We got a lot of talent.
Is there any other reason you wouldn't want him?
Well, I mean, I guess he wouldn't intentionally hurt his own teammate, would he?
One would hope not.
But I can't wait to see Derek Lively in year two.
Okay, I was going to ask you, are you intrigued by, it's described in the morning news as battle between the bigs. I think they work in cooperation, but I could see how Gafford or Lively is like, I would like to be the starter. How intrigued are you that we have two viable big men to
it's
roll
amazing.
Out there?
It's the, I know I'm going way back in history. Would it be the first time since Donaldson and Tarpley?
I could see that.
We had Tyson Chandler, but, and I guess if you want to put Brendan Haywood together.
Okay, I would acknowledge.
And Mbanga. You had those three big guys together.
Yeah, I think I would be more inclined to go with the other example than that.
Whatever you want, man.
Now we know where Corey's bar. Corey, our bigs are going to smash your expectations for this year,
dude.
Then.
If that's, you know, and you know I've been asking for that for years.
Oh, my God, yes.
Like, if everybody is going to play this style, why can't we play this? Now, the thing is, it did show to be a problem against Boston, because Boston has five shooters. So in the finals, it was very difficult. Can Lively be the guy that's like, no, I can play that part of the game too?
Look, Corey, I would argue that DFW teams would be better off if they took your advice quicker. You said multiple bigs. Hey, we went to the NBA Finals. You've been begging the Dallas Cowboys to take defensive tackle seriously True. For, I don't know, since we started this show.
Yep. I was wrong the whole time. I've said for years now, you're fine with Dwight Powell, Corey. Stop picking on Dwight Powell. He's one of the most underrated players in the NBA. Dirk loved him back in 16 or 17. And if Dirk loved him back then, you stick with him and you keep him in for your starting center for the next 7 years.
I don't know.
All of that is a drop. it's probably too long. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Good
coming
show
up
today,
next,
man. This is a good one.
We still have another segment.
Oh,
I don't think so.
But yes,
it's crosstalk.
Yeah, this is where you talk to the other guys.
If possible, I would love for you guys to participate as well.
You've never asked us to do that.
Never mind. We're gonna do that next on the Fan.
First and goal from the 14. Darnold out of the shotgun, puts Jefferson in motion to the right. He'll go that way to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown!
Are you kidding me with that catch?
Justin Jefferson!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Couple of notes for you around Dallas Mavericks Media Day. Kyrie Irving said his hand is a lot better. He said breaking his hand actually gave him some time for much needed rest because he was playing 3 days after the finals. And so he probably needed a little time. Dante Exum said he's fully healthy. And Daniel Gafford said he's put on a decent amount of muscle in the offseason to get ready for this year. Now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, and I wanted to play that highlight to get your take, and Mike's going to ask for our MVP rankings tomorrow. Do you look at Sam Darnold and you're like, I have no choice but as of right now to have him firmly, if not at the top of the MVP leaderboard?
You know, I think he's in the conversation. He's got to be in the top three or four. But you know what? What else do you have? Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes?
I can't put Mahomes in there right
Daniels?
Now.
Jayden Daniels?
That is a very Jayden fair Daniels. Question.
Yeah.
He's balling, you know, and Jayden Daniels is terrifying because you step into a struggling franchise and now you're putting up 40 burgers and it looks like you can not only make the plays with your legs, but you have incredible accuracy, incredible anticipation. That looks to me like Washington's found the real deal there. But Sam Darnold belongs. You know, same thing with Sam. And, you know, sometimes it takes a while to get in the right situation or to get your bearings. And it's rare when you see a quarterback struggle as much as he had in multiple destinations for him to put it together. But that's why first rounders continue to command good draft capital in trades, because sometimes it happens.
Maybe it ends up being Malik Willis, you know.
So you're assuming Jordan Love's going to get benched and then Willis is going to come back out there?
They just win with Malik, right?
That is true.
Win with Malik.
I mean, come on.
Do you want to win or do you want to lose football games?
I want to win.
All right. I've seen put Malik in.
Put the winner
football
in.
Games.
Look like Derrick Henry might be on his way as well.
Man, that's a great point, but we couldn't afford him.
So expensive, that guy.
Exactly.
Hey, Hagee, real quick, is there some quick way? How did they, you did all that, right? How they afforded him?
Yes.
What, is there a quick way of doing this, or is it a long explanation?
It's probably a longer explanation.
Then don't worry about it. Move on.
But what I would argue is the double dip payment that you have on Zeke is one of the reasons that you can't afford Derrick Henry.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you were always going to pay Zeke.
Yep.
So that's is that $10 million then right there?
It's eight compared to nine. So this is it's $1 million difference.
Yeah, okay.
Right now the Cowboys have approximately $24 to $25 million in salary cap space.
Gotcha.
Because by bringing Zeke back, you were going to get a discount on Dak.
Hey, those dollars are accounted for, Hagee.
Ah,
and
yes.
I'd appreciate it if you
in
just...
In future years, even though when you sign Micah Parsons to his long-term deal, his cap number will actually go down. But, you know, let's not worry about that right now. What I am concerned about is... So, we talked this morning about the passing of Dikembe Mutombo. And I need you guys to try to help me figure this out. Dikembe Mutombo was the defensive player of the year in 95, 97, 98, and 2001. So that's four times. How many times do you think he was on the first team all-defensive team in the NBA?
Oh, I can see them botching this. Zero.
Three. Hmm. 97, 98, and 2001. Somehow, in 1995, when he was the defensive player of the year, he did not make the cut for first team, all defense. How do you suppose that happened?
Did they give it to Alonzo Mourning because he was coming back from kidney trouble?
They had to pander to somebody.
David Robinson.
Okay.
So Dikembe was second team. The only thing I can figure out, David Robinson also won MVP that year, despite being fourth in defensive player of the year voting to, of course, Dikembe Mutombo. But he did win MVP. Do you think some people got confused?
Mutombo wasn't on the second team either, though, was he?
He was.
Okay, I'm looking at 95, 96. Gotcha. All right.
I think there's some inconsistencies. I'd launch a detailed investigation.
Retroactive.
Hopefully in the 30 years since, we've cleaned that up.
Okay. If I go all in with Dikembe Mutombo, could you give me a more famous sports finger?
Arsenio Hall.
Staubach.
Ooh.
Was Arsenio Hall an athlete?
No.
Okay.
But he was in Ronnie that Lott. Space.
Yes. Ooh, that's a good one. Ronnie Lott. Chop it off.
You ever seen Roger?
Doesn't Baldy have a jacked up one?
Baldy does have a
Starbucks pinkies do kind of point.
Munoz, Anthony Munoz. Yeah.
Just the Rangers pitcher that had six fingers.
Alfonseca?
Okay, yeah.
Is that the six-finger pitcher?
Yeah.
But in terms of the lore, like he's synonymous with his own
finger.
Oh,
now you're moving the goalposts.
No, I'm just like...
May you ask a question?
Urban Meyer. When he was the coach of Jackson.
Okay, what about that?
What?
Urban Meyer.
Oh, yeah, that finger.
That is the most famous finger.
Yeah. You know, there was a story after Michael Jordan's second retirement before he came back with the Wizards that he had cut his finger with a cigar cutter. Too bad to come back. I remember that one. That was one of the reasons that he gave for, I'm not coming back. Cut my finger.
Wasn't Russell Wilson doing like 25 hours a day finger exercises, rehabbing his index or something recently?
On the airplane, right there in the...
That is right. That is right.
It's like, knock it off.
Yeah. Doing lunges while just fingering.
JPP?
Oh, phrasing.
Oh, wow.
I know.
JPP in the firework JPP. Situations.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Let's do the top 10 fingers.
Top 10 fingers.
Sports history.
We can work on this. We can workshop this list. I like it.
I think that's a hell of a segment right there. I don't know if you already had it had your top 10 planned out, but it might be time for a pivot. Yeah, exactly. All right.
Yeah.
I actually really want to talk more about this. It's probably not for the best. Oh, are you guys locked in to day doubleheader baseball today?
Absolutely. Yes. We'll be giving updates at the beginning and conclusion of every segment for those Tolos out there who can't get the play-by-play.
This is amazing. Is it raining right now there?
Oh, my God. They might have another rain delay.
Can you imagine? You have a doubleheader. The fans are having to get undercover, and they possibly both have to fly out today.
You got to play through it.
To try to go to San Diego and Milwaukee to start the playoffs tomorrow.
And if you're Atlanta... You win this first game, you're good. What happens in the next game is irrelevant. You play nobody in that next game, right?
Very Mets, right?
The most dry part
of
your
pants. The Mets have a chance to make the playoffs. That game gets rained out or something at the end, and now we don't know what to do.
I don't know if it's going to work, but that Mets pitcher is going deep.
I think he has
for the crotch grabs.
I think he has to go to the restroom.
It's the most dry spot of his pants.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. No rain getting there.
Yep. That's what you have to do, man.
3-0 Braves. Headed to the seventh.
Wow.
It's a little wet out there.
Okay. How do you feel about Alabama taking the number one spot over Texas? Because I couldn't tell if they were being sarcastically upset or not earlier. Ridiculous. But Texas did also win, and now they fell to number two.
I think that's fair, you know.
Yeah, it's 100% fair.
Quality win and all that. They're just anticipating what the committee's going to do.
Mississippi State's in the SEC, too.
They were like 35-point favorites.
You can beat who's on your schedule, Mike.
Yep. Eric Dampier.
It's the win, though.
Yeah, we're
Will Georgia Clark. Versus Michigan. The Georgia win was better.
Dak Prescott. There was a great
Gator
player.
Pearson.
Hey, who's the Philadelphia Eagle guy that scared the death out of Tony Romo?
Fletcher Cox.
Fletcher Cox. Yeah. That guy's a
storied program.
What's he done?
What do you guys got coming up on the program today? It sounds like it's going to be amusing.
Pure gold as always, Heggy. Thanks for asking. We're locked for a full five. Okay, we got the top stories evolving out of the weekend right out of the gates here in about 5 minutes, and the Mike McCarthy presser at three.
Justin Foscue.
Another finger to add to the list.
Yes.
From the 214, what about Rafael Palmeiro's finger pointing in Congress? And he's like, I have never.
Yeah. Kevin always said that he would suck Rafael Palmeiro's Congress pointing finger to get a World Series.
Hell
he didn't even have to.
If I see him, I'm dead serious. If I see Rafael Palmeiro and he's been listening, he's like, hey, I'll do it.
Hey,
yuck.
We're the KNC masterpiece right
Love
here
you, Raffy.
On 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the G-Bag Nation. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You're welcome right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Not today. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.